Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Simply going to love this song. I promise you, I don't make many promises, but I promise this. This is Dr. Kerry Wesley and the Antioch Fellowship Church Voices of Praise with Speak to My Heart. My name is the X-Man, and this is Real Gospel.
When my ears cannot hear, when I feel I can't make it through, speak to my heart. When the vision turned cloudy and my faith turns to doubting, when I feel forsaken, speak to my heart. Lord, I need to hear a word from you. Desperately, I need a word from you, from you, Lord. I need a word from you. Speak to my heart. Speak to my
heart. My eyes cannot see you. My ears cannot hear.
desperately I need a word from you, from you, Lord.
Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I am loving the song Speak to My Heart. And I gotta say, Brother Paul Jackson, when I listen to that song, I feel like I'm at a concert. I'm just gonna be honest.
Well, praise God, praise God.
Yeah. So was that recorded live, Speak to My Heart?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We recorded live at the Antioch Fellowship Missionary Baptist Church there in Dallas.
All right. All right. Yes, well, my guest on Real Gospel today is the one, the only, Paul Jackson from the Antioch Fellowship Church. That's the name of the church, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. And the name of the choir is Voices of Praise, VOP.
That's right. That's right.
All right.
Yes, sir.
I feel like we've spoken before. Have we talked before?
Sir, I'm not sure. Now, I am a member of GMWA, Gospel Music Workshop of America, and I've been a member for about 30 years or so. So probably somewhere in that time we may have met and talked.
Okay.
Never know.
Okay. Well, listen, anyway, welcome to Real Gospel. It's a pleasure and an honor having you on the program. And like I said,
Thank you, the
CD project is out. The song is doing well. And before we get into the CD project, talk to us a little bit about who you are and your background. How did you first come into the knowledge of Christ? In case there's someone listening for the very first time and they don't know anything about gospel music, this is new to them, and you know Christ is new to them. So tell us your story.
Well, I'm just a country boy raised up in a little town called Forney, Texas, and in a Christian home. And my family, my mother was in the choir, in the church. Dad was on the usher board, and they didn't send us. They took us to church, and where we got all of our training. I have a sister. We both play piano. They bought her a piano when I was 10. I was 3, and the Lord blessed me to where I was able to pick it up. By the time I was 5 years old, could play anything that my sister was playing from just watching her. God has just been good, and just raised us up in the church. So that's where I got my background from.
Amen.
Always have been a part of it.
Amen. So you stated that you were part of the GMWA. How did you get involved with them?
Dallas chapter. I had some cousins that when I was younger, probably about 17 years old, decided to take me to the local Dallas chapter meeting, and we joined. Again, like I said, we were in a little town called Forney, Texas, and so For us, that was our way of getting out to get someone to hear some of the new gospel music, to be able to bring music back to our church and that kind of thing. And that's how I got involved with that over some 30 years ago. Yes, sir.
Wow. So how did you go from that into orchestrating this beautiful, beautiful music for this wonderful choir?
Well, I was a part of the Dallas-Fort Worth Mass Choir back in the 90s, along with Kirk Franklin, Carnell Morrell. Yes, sir.
Oh, wow.
I ended up being the music director for that group for a while. After Kirk went on his own, I became music director for the Dallas-Fort Worth Mass Choir and did that for about 4 or 5 years. I'm on every album until I think they got up to the one with I'd Rather Have Jesus. And at that time, I went back to school for music to get my degree.
Okay, where'd you go to school?
Yes, sir. Dallas Baptist University in Dallas.
Okay. What does a music director do? I mean, I'm not trying to be funny. I mean, I'm just, what does that mean in terms of the, you know, what you do as a music director, especially when it comes to putting together music for projects and albums? What can you describe what that's like?
Yes, sir. It's a lot of work, but it's basically, you know, we choose the music that we're going to sing, make sure, you know, we're teaching it to the choir, make sure they have the parts right and everything. And sometimes that's from choosing from original music to maybe a couple of cover tunes that have already been done by other artists. But, you know, just coordinate that music, teaching the music to both the choir and the band, and preparing them to minister to God's people.
Amen. In light of, we're going to get into the CD project here just briefly, in light of all of the recent activities that took place, and by the way, my thoughts and prayers continuously go out for the people of Dallas where you are, in light of the protests and the tragic shootings that took place with the police officers. So I know people say that a lot, that, you know, well, my thoughts and prayers are with you, but truly, all of us, our thoughts and prayers are with you in that tragic time. What were you doing at the time when that was going on?
I was actually in a choir rehearsal. We had, matter of fact, the Voices of Praise, we were having choir rehearsal that day. And didn't get the news until, you know, we were out of rehearsal. Had a good rehearsal that night and everything. And was just really, really surprised at the news when we, you know, got home and turned on the TV, of course.
Wow.
But yeah, we were in choir rehearsal that night.
Wow. To God be the glory. Y'all were praising God. And I, you know,
I'm sure
somebody said, well, thank God that we were, you know, tending to the Lord's business, and, you know, he kept
us. That's right, and I tell you, we had a church that night. It wasn't just a choir, so we were having church.
We had church.
Goodness. Yes, sir.
Speaking of having church, let's talk about this CD project, Speak to My Heart. So what can we expect? Like I said, the song Speak to My Heart, I feel like I'm at a concert when I listen to it. I'm like, oh, wow. And so it's just so well orchestrated, so well put together, just out of perfection. Yeah, you're welcome. What more can we expect from the project?
Well, I tell you, we have some great artists on there. The young man that's singing and leading the song, Speak to My Heart, is one of our own, Reverend Paul Shepherd. He was our youth choir director for Antioch at the time when we did the recording. And this is a song he wrote and gave his testimony about how he was really going through at the time. Had lost his job, was in a place where he was about to lose his car, and just, you know, just a lot of things going on in his family. And he said that he just had to stop, and God gave him, Speak to My Heart. What am I going to do, Lord? I need to hear from you. I need you to speak to me. This is the point where he was when he was able to pen that song. Beside him, we have some other great artists on there. We have Mr. Ernest Pugh. We have Miss Beverly Crawford.
Wow.
We have also our very own from Dallas, Miss Tommy Young West, is also on the project as well.
Yeah, I noticed in particular, Brother Ernest Pugh, who's everywhere. So he's on your project, and Tommy Young West, that's a name that's starting to pop up in a lot of places. Talk to us about Tommy.
Oh man, Tommy's a veteran. Tommy's been around a while. Tommy was back in the, I think in the either 70s, late 70s or early 80s, sang on a soundtrack to a movie called A Woman Called Moses. She sang around Dallas forever. She's been a part of just all of the great, any great concerts or any events that come up around Dallas. Tommy Young West is a name that you will hear. She's got some recordings of her own out.
Yeah.
Had some for some time now, you know.
If I'm not mistaken,
I
thought she did something with Dr. Bobby Jones on his last project.
She did. Yes, sir. Very churchy song. Yes, mm-hmm. sir. We do that song with her from time to time as well. But yes, sir. She's just great lady. Great lady.
Great.
Very humble. Very humble and just as talented as she can be.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
So what advice can you give people who are working on their CD projects right now, music directors who are trying to pick out music and they're trying to hold it together and they're trying to select the right songs? And I guess before you answer that question, how many songs do you normally come up with for an album? And is there leftovers? In other words, do you teach and then sing, say, 15 songs and then only 11 make the cut? What's that like?
Yeah, it's something to that effect. We will, it's according to how it's sent to us by the writer. Sometimes we have to teach him to the choir, or sometimes the writer will have already recorded it with his own choir or another choir that he knows. and give us a recording of it, and we just take everything and listen to it and pray to God and ask Him for His wisdom as we're listening and picking out songs. Amen. Now, for this CD, mm-hmm. our main goal was that we as ministers of music have been complaining a lot about there not being enough
church
choir.
Jesus.
And so it's either like you have to at some point either go back and do some of the oldies but goodies,
yeah,
or do something about it. We decided to do something about it and to write some new songs to present to God's people that every one of the songs is choir friendly. Church Sunday morning friendly is the goal that we wanted to reach. We wanted to be able to contribute to the Sunday morning church music style.
Amen.
That's what we wanted to give back.
Amen. Because I grew up with choirs and I sang in the youth choir, and I just love choirs. I love praise teams
too.
But the choirs, I mean, somebody has something.
Nothing like a good church choir.
There it is.
Love that's the okay. praise team, but yeah.
Yeah. Remember the days when the choirs used to march in?
Yes, sir.
And they strut down the aisle and folk would look,
right.
and we had the robes, and I mean, that was.
Oh, that's right.
Gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Those were
and
the
we
days.
We'd keep it simple on Sunday morning, but let us have a musical, and we'd really stretch out on that march when we're coming in on a musical that evening.
Yeah, somebody, whoever was singing lead, I guess they'd be up front and they'd be praising God and shouting unto the Lord. Oh, man. Wow.
Yes, sir.
So, my brother, it's been an honor and pleasure having you on the program. As we wrap up, can you give a shout out to your church?
Yes, sir. I'd like to shout out to the Antioch Fellowship Missionary Baptist Church, where our pastor is the one and only Dr. Carrie D. Wesley. And we want to thank him for just allowing us to stretch out and let God use us to be able to put out some good church music for God's people.
Amen. Yes, and what are the service times and the address and the website in case somebody in the Dallas area or somebody who's going to Texas would like to drop in and visit?
All right. Our service times are 7:30 and 10 o'clock a.m. on Sunday morning. The church address is 7550 Southampton Road. That's Dallas 75232. And our website is www.afmbc.org.
See, there it is. Everybody's not at Bishop T.D. Jakes Church in Dallas. there are some other churches that people are attending. I just had to slide that in there. So how can people find out more about you and about the CD project?
Oh, you can come to our website. We've got all the information up on the website. And you can go there, www.afmbc.org, and it'll give you everything you need, all the information you need.
All right. Thank you so much. The one, the only anointed man of God, called man of God, Paul Jackson of the Antioch Fellowship Church Voices of Praise CD Project and of the Antioch Fellowship Church. If you're in the Dallas area, please don't hesitate to pay them a visit and make sure you support their CD project. It is awesome. It has Brother Ernest Pugh. It has Tommy Young West. It has Beverly Crawford. And it just has so many great gospel songs on there. This is one of those CD projects that if you still play CDs, some people download, but if you're riding your car, you can take that CD, put it in your CD player, hit play, and just ride. So this is one of those CD projects. Am I right?
Yes, sir. That's what it was intended for.
Amen.
And also, yes. We would like to thank you, Mr. Lawson, for your support in playing our CD. We really appreciate that.
You are so, so welcome, and we appreciate you. You have nothing but all our love and support. And thank you so much for joining us on Real Gospel.
Thank you, sir. Yes, sir.
The Real Flashback Song of the Hour is up next.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.